Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome to today's Daf Yomi Nida Daf Ayin. Gemara, we're on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Hani halachas ninu? Are these halachas? Hani krayin ninu? We learned these halachas from a pasuk. The Gemara is referring to the halachas of the cycle, the monthly cycle of an Isha, which combines two separate categories. There are the Yimei Nida, and there are the Yimei Ziva. If an Isha sees Dam initially, she's tummy for 7 days, regardless of whether she does or doesn't see any more Dam during those 7 days, after which she is Tevel, and she is Tar. After the completion of the Yimei Nidais, begin the Yimei Ziva. For the next 11 days, she's considered to be in her Yimei Ziva. After the completion of those 11 days, she goes back, she reverts back to Yimei Nidas. Now, that is not to say that she is a Zava or that she's a Nida without seeing any Dam. It is merely a term used in potential. If she is to see Dam during the Yimei, those 11 Yimei Ziva, she has the halachas of Ziva applied to her. If, however, the Yimei Ziva have completed and she reverted back to her Yimei Nidas, certainly she's Tar at this point until she sees more Dam. If she sees Dam, the Yimei Nida begin anew, and all the halachas of Yimei Nida apply. Now, what is the halacha if Isha sees Dam during the Yimei Ziva? So, if she sees one day, say she sees the first day of her Yimei Ziva, she is now Tamei, she is a Zava Ketana, and she is called a Shimeres Yom Kineged Yom. She needs to keep, she needs to observe the next day, B'tahara, to correspond to the first day of Tum. She needs to ascertain, at least in the beginning of the next morning, that she is Tar. We apply the halacha of miksa sayem kekule, part of the day, in certain respects, are considered have a significance, as though the whole day was kept. She can be tovel, and she is currently tahar, but her tahara is pending. We have to wait and see if there are any more developments throughout the day. If she maintains her tahara throughout the rest of day number two, then she's tahar. If, however, she sees dam again on day number two, then this re'iyah, this dam, is mitzdarif l'mafreya. It's combined retroactively to her yesterday's re'iyah, and she's a zava retroactively, and she needs to do shmiras yom keneged yom on day number three all over again. And the same system repeats itself. If she's boidik herself, she's tar, she's tovel, now she's tar. However, she has to wait and see what happens on the rest of the day number three. If she maintains her tahara, then she's tar. If, however, she sees Dam again on day number three, now she has evolved into a higher state of Ziva. She's called a Zava Gedoyla, which requires Sfiras Shiva Nakim. She needs to count 7 clean days, and afterwards she's Tevel and brings a Karban. So the Gemara before it stated that Rav Lezer and Azariah held that this halacha, the Hilchis Achadas or Yom Shebein Nida Lidida, these halachas were derived from halacha Moshe Sinai. Were given to Moshe on Har Sinai and were not learned from Psukim. Ask the Gemara, Hani halachas ninu? How could you propose that these halachas of Nida and Ziva were given to us as a halacha l'Moshe Sinai? Hani krayin ninu? We have Psukim. We derive it from a drash from Psukim, as we see in the following brayse, the Sanhedrin we've learned in the brayse. Yachal haroya gimel yamim betchilas Nida ritzufim. To Hezava, I would think that although we know that there are Yimei Nida and there are Yimei Ziva, and they both have different halachas, they are totally different categories. If Aisha sees during her Yimei Nida, she is tummy for 7 days and she's tovel. She doesn't need to do Sfira Shiva Nakiyim, she doesn't need to bring a carbon, regardless of how many days she sees within those 7 Yimei Nida. She can see 3 days in a row, but she's still only a Nida. But I would think to say that only applies when she sees one day. But if she's to see for 3 days in a row, gimel yamim betchilas nida ritzufim, on three consecutive days, that is a very serious re'iyah. And perhaps she would have a din of a zava, even though she is right now currently during the days of nidas. Uma ani mekayim. When do I apply the pasuk of Isha Kesia Zava? If an Isha will have a flow of Dam Yezava, she'll have a flow of Dam. And the pasuk continues and says, Shivas Yomim Tia Benidasa. For the next 7 days, she will be a Nida and not a Zava. That is strictly Beroya Mechad. If she sees one day, then it's only a minor experience and she has a din of a Nida. Aval Aroya Gimel Yomim Betchila Tia Zava. But if she sees 3 days, she is certainly a Zava and she carries with her all the stringencies and the halachis of a Zava. Talmud Loimar. That's why the Torah teaches us Belayes Nidasa. This is the pasuk that's referring to a Zava, that a Zava has unique halachas, special halachas, separate than the Hilchas Nida. The Torah specifically states, when did that occur? When did the Re'iyah of Ziva occur? Beloy Eis Nidasa. Not in the time period, not in the time frame of the Yimei Nida. So the Torah is clearly teaching us that in order for it to be considered to be a Zava, it cannot, her Re'iyah cannot take place during the Meiriyah, the Mei Nida. Regardless of how many times she saw, even if she had 3 Riyas in a row, if it took place in the Mei Ziva, she's a Zava. If it took place in the Mei Nida, she is merely a Nida. Continues the Brice. Al Nidasa, the Pasuk describing a Zava, says Al Nidasa, she will have a Ziva, Al Nidasa, meaning in close proximity to the Mei Nidas. Says the Gemara, Samach Nidasa. It needs to be immediately following the Yimei Nida. For his first 7 days, she's a Nida. She's considered to be B'teich Yimei Nidusa. The day following that, day number 8, is the Yom HaZiva. If she's to see 3 days, meaning the first of the Yimei Ziva, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, she's a Zavag Doyla. Ve'eli Ela Samach Nidasa. We only see from here that the first day following the 7 Yimei Nida is considered to be a Yom Ziva. And if she's to see 1 day, she's a Shemeres Yom. 2 days, she's a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. If she's to see 3 days, 1, 2, and 3 of Yom Ziva, she's Zava Gedolah. Fine. That's only because it's Samuch, it's immediately following the 7 Yom Nida. How do I know? Muflag L'Nidasa Yom Echad Menayin. Suppose she skips a day. First day of her Yom Ziva, she didn't see anything. It was only once day number 2 arrived, that she saw Adam. Is that also considered to be a Re'iyah during her Yimei Ziva? Menayin, how do I know? Talmud Leimar. Torah teaches us, Oy ki sozov. This is a ribuy. The Torah is adding a word to teach us that not only in the day immediately following the Yimei Nida can she become a Zava, but even if she skips a day, she starts only sitting only on day number 2, then it is also considered to be a Zava as well. For instance, if she sees 2, 3, and 4, she's a Zava G'dayla. Continues the Gemara. Fine, so I know 2 things. We know that it needs to be Samuch. We also know that if she skips a day, it's fine. Meaning, the day following the Yimei Ziva, the Yimei Nida, the first day, Yom Aleph, is a Yom Ziva, and so is the second day. She sees only starting, beginning from the second day, Yom Beis, and then Beis Gimel and Dalet. She sees for 3 days starting from day number 2, she's a full-fledged Zava. However, how do I know if she only starts seeing day number 3, day number 4? Is that too considered to be a Re'iya B'tayi Chimei Zivusa? Ein Liyala Yom Echad. She skips a day. Menayin L'Rabbi Yismufak Shnayim Shloisha Abo Chamisha Shisha V'Shiva Shmoyna Tisha Asara Menayin. How do I know if she is to see only on day 3, 4, 5, 6, up till 10? Now actually the Brice uses the word Muflak Shnayim. If she sees on day 2, meaning that it's the second day of Yimei Ziva, which actually we already learned from a pasuk before. We said Oiki Sazav is teaching us that if she sees on day 2 of Yimei Ziva, it's considered to be a Zava. So Tosfos says that the Brisa is just lumping it together with the other numbers, although really day 2 we've already discussed earlier. So in any case, the Gemara is looking for a makar, a source, to teach us that day 3, 4, and on, up until day number 10, is also considered a full-fledged Yom Ziva, and she only begins her Re'iyos on those days, it is also considered to be a bona fide Re'iyah of a Ziva, and carries with it all the halachas of Ziva. How do we know that? Menayin. Amris, you'll say like this. Ma Matsinu, just like we find. Birvi, on the fourth day. Sheroi l'sfira, it is fit for sfira. V'roi l'ziva, and his roi, he's fit to become, she's fit to become a zav on that day. Meaning like this. We said before that the first day of Yimei Ziva, that's partial, that's simple, that she it could come a zav on that day. Meaning, if she sees Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, the first 3 days of Yimei Ziva, she's a zav gedayla. What happens to a zav gedayla? She needs to do Sfiras Shiva Nakim. She needs to count 7 clean days. When do the Shiva Nakim begin? If she saw Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, certainly on the fourth day, on Dalet, day number 4, begin the Shiva Nakim. Now, the Gemara is saying like this, Mamatzinu, just like we find at day number 4, who is Roy, who is fit, he can potentially be part of the Shiva Nakim, part of the Sfira of the Shiva Nakim, which will be applied, which come as a result, as a outcome of a re'ia on day 1, 2, and 3. Day 1, 2, and 3 are machayv, obligate shiva nakim, which begin on day 4. So just like day 4 can be reckoned as one of the shiva nakim for a re'ia that began on day 1, and similarly we find that the Torah is marb that day as being also a yom ziva, meaning we will marb it. We included from the pasuk of Oisi Kisosov that not only if she begins her Riyah on day 1, on Aleph, and the Riyah stretches Aleph, Beis, Gimel, as she told me, not only then, even if she only begins her Riyah on day 2 of the Yimei Ziva, meaning her Riyah began on Beis, and it stretched over to Dalet, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, she is also considered to be a Zava Gedoyla. So just like we find that day Dalet has two components, has two properties. Number one, it can be considered as a Yom Sfira, the first day of the Shiva Nakim, which will be applied to a Re'ia that began on day Aleph. On day Aleph, continued to day Beis, to day Gimel. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel requires the Sfira Shiva Nakim starting from day Dalet. So just like it has that property, and also, the Torah also gave it a different halacha, that since he can be considered as one of the Shiva Nakim for the Re'iyah of Aleph Beis Gimel, so too, he has the potential, the Dalet has the potential to be a Yom Re'iyah Ziva himself. Meaning, even if she only begins her Re'iyah the second day, instead of Yom Aleph, she begins Yom Beis, and she sees for 3 days, Yom Dalet is part of that Riyah. It's Beis Gimel Dalet. So just like you find that Yom Dalet has two properties, Af Ani Avi, so too I will include Ha'asiri. The 10th day, Sheroi L'Sfira, he's also fit to be considered as part of the Yimei Sfira regarding a Riyah that began a Yom Aleph. Because again, if she sees Yom Aleph, Beis and Gimel, meaning her Riyah began on the first day of Yimei Ziva and stretched for 3 days, she became a Zava Gedoyla on that account, and now she needs to do Sfira Shiva Nakim. The Shiva Nakim begin on day 4 and stretch till day 10. So day 10 carries within a potential, a koyach, to be considered as part of the Sfira Shiva Nakim for a Riyah that began way back on Yom Aleph. So too, V'roi L'Sfira L'Ziva. So too, since it has that property, it has that component, it has that aspect, it has that mila to be considered as one of the Sfira Shiva Nakim for a Ziva who began her ears on day number 1, so too, it will carry the potential to become a Yom Ziva himself. So this is a Mamatzinu, just like we find by day 4, that these two properties are linked. Having the ability to be counted as one of the Shiva Nakim for a Re'iyah that began on day 1 is linked with the potential of being able to become a Yom Re'iyah on its own. And therefore, even if the Re'iyah began only on Beis, when Beis, Gimel, Dalet, it is considered a proper Zava Gedoyla. So too, day 10, since it has that property of being considered being part of, being reckoned as part of the Shivan Akim for a year that began on day one, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, which requires Shivan Akim, which stretches till day 10. Similarly, it will have the power, it will have the din of a Yom Ziva for a Riyah that took place on that day. Continues the Gemara. So now, once we know that days 1 through 10 are all considered to be Yom Ziva, what about day 11? Is that too included? Umanayim the rabbis achadosar. Talmud loymar, yes. Beloy es nidosa. The Torah says that the Yemei Ziva is removed from the Nida period. So it's a Rebbe which teaches us to stretch it a step further over till day 11. Says the Gemara, Yochel, I would think to say, Shani Mar Bafshnei Moser. If so, why stop at 11? Go on to 12. Says the Gemara, Armas, no. You must say not like that. Love. Why not? Says the Gemara, why not? Why are you differentiating? Why are we discriminating between day 11 and day 12? Why are you including day 11 and excluding day 12? Says the Gemara. There's a reason for it. Why do I prefer day 11? Because now, let's recall, in the beginning of the Braisa taught us that the day immediately following the Yemei Nida is eligible to be considered a Yom Ziva if she sees on that day. The Braisa then added that even the next day also has that property. And we learned that from the pasuk of Oiki Sozov. Meaning, if she sees on days 2, 3, 4, she skips day 1. She only begins her ears the following day. Day 2, 3, 4 of Ziva, that is considered a proper ear of Ziva. Now, in that case, when she sees Beis Gimel Adalad, when do her Sphira Shivan Akim end? Till where does it stretch? So let's make a simple calculation. If she's holding already at day 4, she saw Beis Gimel Adalad, so it's 4, it's the 4th day inter Yemei Ziva, add another 7, so we landed on day 11. So we see that day 11 carries with it the potential to be considered as one of the Yemei Sphira Shivan Akim for a year that began on day 2, which we included from the pasuk of Aiki Sazav. So therefore, it is logical, it is a svar to say that when the Torah includes another day, meaning we got stuck at 10 and we wanted to go further, and we had a pasuk tell us, yes, you can go further, it is logical to say that the pasuk is including another day, but only up until 11. Why? Because 11 has the property of a Yom Sfira with regard to a Re'iyah that began on day number 2. It was 2, 3, 4 plus 7 equals 11. Again, Marbani, I will include, I will prefer, Echad Osar. Why? Sheroi Lesfiras Oikisazov. He is considered, he has the potential to be considered, to be eligible, to be counted as one of the Yemei Sfira for a Riyah that began on base, which we included from the Pasuk of Oikisazov. However, Moisiani, I'll exclude your base. Day number 12 doesn't have that property, doesn't have that advantage. Shein roi l'sfira sekisazov. He cannot be counted as one of the Shivan Akim for a sphira that for a Riyah that began on day 2. The Riyah that began on day 2, meaning 2, 3, 4, plus 7, lands you at 11. And 12 is past that. So therefore, we're only going to be marber day 11. So in conclusion, this is the makar, this is the source that an Isha post Nida, after completing the Shivas Yimei Nida, she has 11 days Achadas for Yom of Yimei Ziva, which carries it all the halachas of Azava, but no more than 11. Now what happens during those 11 days? We only know that she sees three days of those 11, she's Azava G'dayla. We learn it from Psukim and previous sugis. Shnei Yomim Minayin. How do we know that if she only sees 2 days, she's also a Zava, perhaps not a Zava Gdoila, but a Zava nevertheless? Talmud Lomi Yomei. The Pasuk uses a plural, Ashen Rabim. Yomei is 2. Yomei Echad Minayin. She sees only 1 day How do we know that she's a Zava? Tamad Laima Kol Yimei. We see from the word Koil that the word Koil includes even one day every year. Tameya, the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Zoiv Tumasa Kimei Nidasa Tia Tameya Hi. We learn from there that she is Tamei. She is Tamei just like Anida. Kimei Nidasa Tia Tameya Hi. So what do we learn? What do we derive from Anida to Azava? Says the Gemara, Melamed Shematame Es Boil Kenida. There's a Pasuk by Anida which teaches us that somebody who's Meshamish with Anida, her Nidus, her Tuma, carries over to him. He also becomes Tamei. So too by Azava, why does the Torah compare the Tuma of Azava to Anida to teach us this halacha that a Boil Azava will also become Tamei? He, the Torah adds the word he, which is coming to be Maya to exclude. He matame es boyala, only a zava has the power to be matame her boyal, one who does tashmish with her. Ve'ein hazav matame mashu boyal. However, a zav, a man who is a zav, he will not pass over tuma to anisha who is boyal. Says the Gemara, why does the Torah have to teach us this? Why would I entertain this thought? Why would I think? Why would it enter my mind that a zav is matame if he is boyal? Says the Gemara, yeah, validinu. I would think to say that we can derive a zav from a zava with a kavachim. Validinu, we have a kavachim. Umahi she'enu matama b'riyas kibiyamim. Since the isha is not matama b'riyas kibiyamim, meaning we know that an isha, in order to become a zava, she needs to see three times, but they need to be in three separate days. She has to see Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. If she were to see, suppose, three times in one day, it only counts as one Riyah. She needs her Riyahs separated, scattered, distributed amongst days. However, an Ish, a man, he is Matama Beziva B'Riyahs. The Tumah of the Isha depends, is reckoned according to Riyahs. If he is to see twice, three times, even in one day, he has a halacha of a zav. So since we find that an isha who is not matame b'riyos kibiyamim, she's not matame through riyos, through sightings, as she is matame kibiyamim, she has a restriction. Her riyos need to be categorized, enumerated through days, connected with days. Still, she has a chumra, matame es boila, although she has a restriction, she has a limitation regarding riyos. Still, in all, nevertheless, we see that she's metame is bayala. Who, a man, she metame b'riyas kibiyamim, he has a mile, he has an advantage over Nisha. He is metame through riyas. He doesn't need to wait until the next day. He can metame lump sum. He does a few riyas in one day, he's already tame. So he has a mile, he has an advantage. He has a stringency. Ein edin, she metame mashu boil? Isn't it obvious? Can't we say that? Isn't it logical? Surely that he should also have the chumrah of the isha and be matame somebody who is boyal. Therefore, Torah has to come and teach us. Tamad loymar he. Torah is teaching us an exception. He matame is boyala, ve'en azav matame mashu boyal. That's where Torah has to come and teach us. No, this halacha matame is boyal is only strictly regarding an isha and not regarding azav. He is not matame mashu boyal. Continues the brayse. Umenayin she oise. Mishkav Moishav, the Haggah on the side removes the word Shehu. It's referring to he. Manai Shehi Oisa Mishkav Moishav. How do we know that she can be Matame, her seat, her couch, something which she sits, Mishkav something which she lies on, and Moishav something which she sits on, to become a very, very high level of Tumah of Amatuma? How do we know that? Tamud Leima Kimishkav Nidasa. Torah is being Marba, a higher grade of Tumah regarding something which is considered her Mishkav. Now, ve'ein yelushloishi yamim. Perhaps this stringency of mishkav ha'moishav I will only apply to a zava gedayla who sees three riyos, since she is so advanced in her tuma, so she also has the din of mishkav ha'moishav. Shnei yamim minayin. How do we know an isha only had two riyos will also have the din of mishkav ha'moishav? Now, this is a different pasuk than the pasuk quoted earlier. This is a pasuk regarding mishkav azav, that the pasuk is telling us that a mishkav, anything that she, a mishkav that the zava will lie on, will become Tamei Tumas Mishkav. And in that pasuk, the pasuk also uses the words of Kol Yimei. So the Gemara says, Yimei will teach us Shnei Yomim. Tamaloi mi Yimei, even an Azava who only saw twice, 2 days, will also have the din of Mishkav. Yimei Echad Minayim, what if she only saw one day? How do we know that? Tamaloi mi Kol Yimei. So the Kol is being marred by even one Riyah. Continues the price. Umenai Shasafaris Echad Lechad. How do we know the halacha of Shemer Yisrael Mekneged Yoyim? That if an Isha sees one day, or 2 days, she needs to be Shemer the next day, B'tahara, to correspond to the day of Tumah. She's not Tameh 7 days. She's only Tameh up until the Shemira of the next day. How do we know that? Tamad Loimar Yiela. The Torah is being Marbe, is including another halacha, Yiela, that she needs to do Shemur when she saw one day, she needs to be Shemer the next day. She saw 2 days, she needs to be Shemer the third day. Continues the price. Yachal Tispar Shiva L'Shnayim. Fine. She sees one day, and she needs to be Shemir the next day. If she's Tahar, fine, she'll be Tayol, and she's finished. What if she sees 2 days? Perhaps, I would think, that a 2-day Riyah will obligate her to do Shiva Nekiyim. Yachal Tispar Shiva L'Shnayim. If she has Shnayim, she has 2 days of Riyah, she has to be Seva Shiva Nekiyim. Why would I think to say that? Because we find that Halacha by Azav. V'dinu, let's make a Kavah Chaymer. Umahu. Since we find by a ish, we don't give him the halacha of Shemer Yisrael Keneged Yoyim. There's no halacha of counting one day to correspond to the other. So he has a leniency. Nevertheless, Sefer Shiva L'Shnayim. By an ish, by a zav, after 2 re'ios, he already needs to be Sefer Shiva Nekiyim. So although he has this limitation, that he doesn't have the halacha of Shemer Yisrael Keneged Yoyim, meaning, if he only sees one day, he's merely a Balkari. He doesn't need to be Shemir Yom Keneged Yom. This is the Shita of Basil mentioned in the Daf Beis. So he has a leniency, he has a kula. Nevertheless, he has a tremendous chumrah that once he gets up to two, to number two, now he's obligated to do Shiva Nekiyim. Certainly he and Isha, she's affair is Echad L'Echad. She merely sees one time, she already needs to do Shemir Yom Keneged Yom. She has a tremendous chumrah above and beyond an ish. Ein Adin, isn't it logical? Wouldn't you say, certainly, Shatispar Shiva L'Shnayim, that she would have the same Chumrah, at least the same Chumrah as an Ish, and once she sees twice, then she already needs to do Shiva Nekiyim? Talmud Loimar Yiela. The Torah is telling you, Yiela, in this case, we're darshaning Yiela as a restriction, that if she only sees once or twice, then she is limited to the halacha of Sefer's Echad L'Echad, Shatispar Echad L'Echad, she only has to be Shem Yom Keneged Yom, and she does not have the additional halacha of Shiva Nekiyim. So let's quickly summarize the Braisa. From the pasuk of Beloyeis Nidasa, we learn that the Yimei Ziva are outside of the Yimei Nida. There's no din of Yimei Ziva during the Yimei Nida. From the pasuk of Oiki Sazov, we learned that not only the day immediately following the Yimei Nida, even if she skips a day, she begins her Riyah on base, she sees day number 2, 3, and 4, Beis Gimel Dalet, where Marbe from the Pasuk of Oiki Sazov, that constitutes a Riyah B'mei Zivasa. What about the rest of the days? From then till day number 10? So Marbe made a Mamatzinu to be Marbe that as well. What about day number 11? So we had a Riyah from a Pasuk of Beloyeis Nidasa to include even that day. Why do we prefer day 11 over day 12? So Marbe worked it out, and the Marbe said that there's an advantage for day 11 to be included in the Yimei Ziva versus day 12. How do we know if she sees only 2 days, she's a Zava Ketana? That we learn from Yimei. What about 1 day? From Kol. What about that she's Metame Herboela? From Kol Yimei Temeya. What about that she's Metame Mishkav Umoyshav? That we learn from Kemishkav Nidasa. Is she Metame Mishkav Umoyshav even if she only sees 2 days? Yes, because it says Yimei. What about 1 day? Yes, from Kol. What about an Isha that sees only 1 day, is she obligated to do Sefiras Yom Keneged Yom? Yes, and that we learn from Yiela. Now, the Gemara also went through the differences between a Zav and a Zava as follows. A Zav, his Re'iyos are dependent on Re'iyos, not on Yomim. If he sees 2-3 times, even within 1 day, it is considered to be separate Re'iyos. An Isha, on the other hand, her Re'iyos are dependent on days. what other differences do we have between a Zav and a Sava? If a Zav sees one day, he's merely a Bal Keri. He does not require to be Shem Yom Kineged Yom. On the Isha, however, she sees one day, she's already considered to be a Zava Ketana, she's Matam and Mishka V'Moishav, and she needs to be Shem Yom Kineged Yom. What about two Riyos? So by a Zav, is actually a Chumrah. He's already considered a full-fledged Zav, and he needs to be Sefer Shiva Nekim. An Isha, on the other hand, she sees 2 days, she's merely a Zavak Tana, she needs to be Sefer Yom Liyom, Shem Yom Keneged Yom. What about three Riyos? So by an Ish, that obligates him to do Shiva Nekim, and to bring a carbon. He's already a full-fledged Zav who requires a carbon. An Isha, the same token. At this point, she needs to Shiva Nekiyim, and she needs to bring a Karban. So regarding three Riyos, an Isha are very similar. Continues the Gemara. Amo le Rav Shmaya le Rav Abba. Ema, perhaps I can say, be a mama to have a Zavah. By day, if she sees by day, she's a Zavah. But Lalyo, she only sees at night, to have a Nida. Only during the Yimei Nida can a Riya at night be Metamah. But a Zavah? Zava can't become Tameh by seeing Dam at night. Why is that? Because in the Pasuk of Ziva, the Torah mentions day, Yomim, Yimei. So perhaps the Torah is teaching us that Tumas Ziva can only take place by day. Amalei, Alecha Makra. For this reason, the Torah teaches us to counter this argument. The Torah teaches us Al Nidasa. The Pasuk describing Tumas Ziva specifically states that it happens immediately following the Nidus. When is that? Samach Nidasa. It's close to Nidus. Samach Nidasa Emas Havi. What is immediately following the Yimei Nida? Belelia, it's at night. Because if an Isha sees Dam, she's Tameh for 7 days. When the 7 days are over at nightfall, she can be Tovel and she's Tar. Her Yimei Nida are over. And if the Torah says that the Yimei Ziva begin immediately following in close proximity to Yimei Nida, when is that? That's at night. Because Karla Zava. And the Torah calls her a Zava. So you see clearly that if an Isha sees Dam during her Yimei Ziva, regardless of whether it's by day or at night, she is considered to be a full-fledged Zava. Concludes the Gemara. Tana Deve Elio. They learned in the Raisa, in the Smedrash of Elio, some say it was a Tana, some say it was the actual Elio Anavi. Kol Ashoyna Halachas B'chol Yom. If somebody learns Halachas daily, Muftach Loi is guaranteed Shehu Ben Olam Haba. That he is destined, he has a portion, he is destined to, for the world to come. Shenemar halichais oilam loy. The ways of the world are his. Al tikri halichais. Don't read halichais. Ela halachais. But rather, halachais laws. If a person, the Pasuk is teaching us, if a person studies, he learns the halachais, oilam loy, then the world to come, oilam haba, is destined for him, it's his. Now, the Maral explains, What is the significance of learning halachas every day, that he's guaranteed to be a ben olam haba? What is so special? In reality, every Torah that a person learns earns him a chelek olam haba, and a very great portion of olam haba. So why specifically halachas? Says the Maharal that unlike other types of learning, halachas have a uniqueness. Since they are clear, they are straightforward, there's very little room for deviation. It's different than learning a sugya when you suggest one thing, you ask something else. Until you get to the clarity, until you conclude, it's a long road, it's a circular route. But halacha is clear-cut, it's absolute, it's very direct. There's very little room for deviation. So a person who takes care to learn halachas every day, he's guaranteed a direct route to a great portion in Elam Haba. Now Shah asks, why is the Gemara bring this Chazal specifically here at the end of Masechet Nida? And he offers a very novel approach. He says that we've learned many halachas. The Masechet was full of different shitas and different kinds of cases. Very complicated Masechet. But we all know that today most of these halachas, most of these different scenarios, different shitas, don't really apply to us in a practical sense. since we are noyeg chomer de Rav Zeira, that every isha, regardless of where she is at, may nida, may ziva, regardless of how many days she sees, we consider her to be a zava. Even if she sees a mashu kecharadol, she has to keep the halachas, the stringencies, the chumras of a zava gedoyla. She needs to keep sphere shiva nekiyim. So why then do we immerse ourselves and involve ourselves in so many different halachas and cases that are just not practical in today's day, today's time? Says the Maharsha that even if it doesn't have a halacha l'maisadika practical manifestation, nevertheless, it's Teres Hashem, it's Chachmas Hashem. It's what Hashem had in mind for us. It's the Ratzon Hashem, it's an emanation of His goodwill that He had in mind for us, Kavayach, to run our life according to the halachas of Torah, and thereby be zoiche to achelik l'halabah, by being mekalish us and retiring ourselves and elevating ourselves in this world by applying the various halachas to the various scenarios, various situations. So even if they don't actually ever come into being, merely immersing ourselves in this rot, in this chachmas Hashem, in this ratzon Hashem, we are connecting to the highest form of dekas to Hashem. And therefore, we are certainly earning and being zeicha to a very great portion of Olam Haba. It's not just a chelik Olam Haba. It's a ben Olam Haba. We are planted, we are belonging in Olam Haba. It's the highest form of Olam Haba reward. And this is very similar to what the Gemara says elsewhere in Sanhedrin regarding the halachas of Ben Seir and Meir. Even though it never happened and never will happen, still in all there is a mitzvah, there's a schus. It's a privilege for us to involve ourselves and immerse ourselves and envelope ourselves in this Chachmas Hashem and connect ourselves to the Eibishter. And as the Gemara there says, even though it never happened, never will happen, the Roish v'kabel schar. Had ben aloch tinoikes, uslika lo masechas nida, mazal tov, it's been truly the greatest pleasure to be able to have the schus to learn together, daf after daf, mesechta after mesechas, and finally, Baruch Hashem, this great accomplishment, the full Shas Baruch Hashem. It's been wonderful being able to learn together, bound by Simchas HaTorah, bound by the Geshmak of learning Torah. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us all the opportunity to learn together, to be connected to you on the highest level through Tefillah and through Torah. Hashem, please give us all the Tziyat of Shemaya, heavenly assistance to continue having much Hatzlacha in our learning, in our davening, in our Midas Tovos. Please, Hashem, bench us with bracha, with parnasa, with gezunt, with nachas, with simcha, with geshmak, believing our Torah. And may we all be zeicha to join together in dance and joy with Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'mehiru b'yameinu amen. All the best.
I know you will know since the Zeus after you row, he alone who was the yo you row. Oh, he's the yo you know, you will know since the Zeus after you row, he alone who was the yo you row. I told you, no, he won't waste the